Hey everybody, welcome to the Train Hard Recover Smart podcast. I'm your host, Thomas Flanagan. Today I want to talk about what I feel as my biggest failure. And that's, accountable fitness and nutrition. The reason I feel this is the biggest failure is because I had to close it. I had to shut it down. I started the business back in August of 2014, and at that time, that was supposed to be the next chapter after military. So I started it again in August of 2014. I started working with clients in that October after I finished the military school. And it was only supposed to, again, just be help friends and family. I was working out of the garage at my house, and I was supposed to do that for. From 2000 for about, again, working out of the house. The plan was just to do it for, 6, 7 years, get me to my retirement time at that time. It was like 6, 7 years from retirement. And that was the goal, was to build the brand, get it known, and develop things and get things ready. And that was, again, that was the big plan. As most of you know, 2016, I was medically retired. So my plan of 6, 7 years to build a brand was cut into 2 years. At that time, I retired, found a small space to work out of, and started everything, got everything going. And in the beginning, it was rough, it was hard. I struggled a little bit. I poured a lot of energy into it. I was doing a lot of stuff. I had great clients. But again, I didn't at that time, I didn't know how I knew how to work with clients and I knew how to get people results. I didn't have the time that I needed to learn the other end of owning a business, and that's the business piece. That's all the, it's everything else, taxes, payroll, how to do my pricing. And that right there, from the get-go, the pricing was the hardest part. Again, I wanted to help people, and the area that I was working in was not a very hell, it sucked when it came to economics and money. It was a, very low income area. So again, my goal was I just wanted to help people. And by doing that, I undercut the hell out of myself. My prices were not set to in line with, how much money had to go out. And it wasn't aligned with paying myself. But, I did what I had to do. And, it worked and things were going. I was managing for like 2 years, and then the space I was in, my lease wasn't renewed, so now it's time to move. And at that time, I did have someone that was interested in helping and interested in doing the business side of the house. Now that I look back, I never really sold half my company. I gave away half my company to keep the business running. And I say that now because, again, it wasn't sold. Because when you sell something, now that I've learned, there's contracts, there's money exchanged. I give you 50% of my company. It's supposed to put money in my pocket, but it didn't. What it did was it just kept the business alive because he picked up and, was able to move us into a new location, get new equipment, upgrade some stuff and do things like that. And again, I brought this person on because he was a business guy. So I figured, all right, bring on a business guy. He'll help get the business side of the house fixed. And at that time, we also gave away a small percentage of the company to a very loyal client. So now I, at that time, I was thinking, great, I have two people to help. wasn't the case. It seemed like when I brought on two other people, it added more work to my workload. So in 2019, I searched out and I found somebody to buy my portion of the company. And I left. In 2019, I left. Granted, I left after, I went through a period that, a very dark time, and I'll get that at in another episode of the podcast, to where you guys can learn a little bit about me. But coming out of that dark space, I realized a lot of things that were wrong. So again, I sought out. I got a new job. I moved out of state. And again, I had my half, my portion sold. The person that was going to buy it, he went in, wanted to see how the company was going, and the person with the minority piece of the company, well, just needless to say, he never bought my part. So I ended up moving back. When I moved back, I had no intentions of going back to working there. I had no intentions. I didn't want anything to do with the brand. Nothing, nothing. Hell, I'll say nothing. I didn't want to do anything because I realized when working at LA Fitness, everything that was wrong with my brand and everything that was going wrong. Ultimately, I did go back, but there was a lot of stipulations. And when I went back in December of 2019, we looked good. We looked like a good business from the outside, but from the inside, we weren't. We had no structure. Nobody knew what the hell they were doing. Basically, before I left, everything was just, I had to do it. And like I said, I left for a few reasons. One of the big ones is I have two people that are supposed to help, and everything is still on me. I'm working 12, 13, 14 hour days, and these guys are off, on vacations and doing stuff and things like that. And here I am grinding, and the effort on the other end was not there. Now the one partner, I didn't expect a lot of in-house from him. It was more back of the house, but it didn't work. So again, I left, but I came back, and I was, put it out there that, there needed to be some structure and we needed to have policy procedures and things like that. The minority partner left. They didn't want to work with me, so be it. And I came back, and in the company was bleeding money in December. I started implementing the things that I had learned. And January, we did okay. January 2020, we did okay. February 2020, we were in the black. March, we're on pace to just keep increasing. And then COVID hit. And we all know about how COVID affected everything. And then we reopened to the public in November of 2020, and things were going, things looked up. We had done some renovations in our space and things like that. And yet again, our lease in that space was not renewed. So we moved into a new space. So in 2021, we moved in, we started right in January, brand new space. And things were off and they were going. And we did very well our first year there in 2021. We had a great year. We had, at the peak, we had four trainers. We had like four or five for the front desk. And I was able to run the business. I didn't have to work in it. I worked on it. And when I was able to work on it, we had very good months. When I had to work in it, we had very bad months. I got COVID end of November of 2021, and Granted, things were rough at the end of the year. We're having a hard time making payroll, but again, goes back to our pricing was not set to make us profitable. I'll take the blame. My fault. I should have done better. But again, I bring on a business guy to help me with the business side and didn't really do too much. He did, he helped, but it wasn't as much as I was hoping that I was getting in the partnership. So I got COVID and I was out for the whole month of December. I had two trainers quit, one went back to college. So now it was just me and one other. So I come back to work and now I have to carry a client load of 15. So I didn't really have time to work on the business because I was always working in it. So 2022 was going okay. We're getting traction. We were starting to do things. We were getting moving. And at some point, I checked out. I'm gonna say it was probably May, June. I checked out. I didn't want to be there anymore. Again, I was basically, I was out there on my own. I was getting burnt out, working all these hours, doing all this stuff, and I felt like no support from the other person that owned half the company. So again, like May, June, I checked out. By end of July, things were rough. We weren't making any money at this time yet. The economy was just going, was getting worse and worse for everybody. And we, again, with our pricing, again, it's going to go all back to our pricing. Our pricing was not set to make us successful, but we couldn't overprice ourselves because then, we would, basically, just be too expensive and we wouldn't get clients anyway. So end of July, beginning of August, the chats were, we started having conversations about closing. And then I got a renewed life. And I tried to move out because again, what was going on was the high school got a grant. The grant now opened up the new gym that they just built for free to the public. Here I am 2 miles down the road and I'm charging you 30, 40 bucks to have a general membership. And yeah, now you're free up the street. So that was rough. So in August, I started looking for a new place and I thought I had one, it fell through. The business partner I had, we kind of split at the end of August. So in September, it was just me again. And I was trying real hard to move it, trying to find a new place to go. And ultimately, it came down to where I had a doctor's appointment. Doctor's like, listen, you can't be running like this. If you're the only one doing any of this stuff, then there's no way that we can start fixing you to improve your quality of life as you get older. At that point, with the possibility of three surgeries coming, one being very lengthy rehab, I made the choice to close it down. End of October of last year, I shut it down, sold everything off, pennies on the dollar, just to be done with it. And now I'm here doing the online fitness. I do have a couple in-person clients. I work with special needs and stuff like that. But again, if I knew then what I knew now, I think I would have just regressed the company into a smaller space. Or taking it back to, just friends and family. Back in 2019, when I gave away half my company. So the reason I call this the biggest failure was because when I thought I was making the right moves to improve the business, I was not. I was just putting a Band-Aid over a broken dam and it wasn't helping. It prolonged things, but it really didn't help. Looking back, I think we should, we should have shut it down when COVID happened and moved on. But again, it's a lesson learned. I say failure, but as I posted this week, was fail means first attempt and learning. So I learned and I adjust. But again, that was hard. It's a hard lesson that I had to learn. And it sucks, really does, because that was supposed to be the future. And it ended up not only being a business that failed, but a lot of other things fell into it. Relationships went, everything went. It was just a rough from 2017 to 2022. It was just very rough. And the moral here is you live and you learn, and as I've talked about before, since the beginning of the year, I've really distanced myself from negative people. And I've distanced myself from people who I know or who I feel took advantage of a situation. So when doing things, you do your homework. Make sure you set yourself up for success. Right now, I feel pretty good about where I am and what I'm doing. I just wish, things were a little easier. I wish the economy wasn't so crappy, but there's nothing I can do about that. I can only control the things that I can control. My ultimate goal is to continue to help people. People reach goals and do things that they thought were not possible. And that's always been my goal since I started Accountable Fitness, was just to help people, to continue to serve and do the things that I love to do. My mindset has changed. I don't look at things the same way as I did when I was younger. In the military, you trade your time for money. I and that's the reason why I have a hard time with, taking on a, it's not that I won't take on a full-time job and work for somebody else. I will. Not saying that. But what I'm saying is I'm not going to trade my time just for a big chip paycheck anymore. I missed out on a lot. A lot of things were screwed up. And that's why, I do what I do now. This online thing is great. I'm available to do other things and enjoy other parts of life that, I've missed out on. And but again, the rise and the fall of Accountable Fitness. Accountable Fitness started off as my plan for after the military. And it ended up being the, at the end, it just ended up being a mistake. Failure on all aspects. I poured everything I had into it. And when I walked away, I felt defeated, but renewed at the same breath, because now I can start something else and do something different. So like I said, that's just one chapter. For my story, again, I joined the military at 19. I left when I was 41. Accountable Fitness started in 2014. That chapter ended in October of 2022. TNR Fitness is the next chapter. And this chapter seems to be going well. And it's branched out into other things. So TNR Fitness is an online company. We do online fitness, which I feel is the best thing out there right now, because you get more bang for your buck. Under TNR Fitness, we have our own supplement line, which is, a sponsor of this podcast. So we have the podcast under TNR Fitness also. So you have the podcast, you have the supplement line, and then you have the online fitness. So TNR has grown into what I was hoping would become of Accountable Fitness, but it never got there. Wasn't a lack that I didn't want to. It was the fact that I never had the opportunity to sit down and build it out this way. So that's the story of Accountable Fitness. Started as my plan after, and ended up being a big mistake. I ended up making a lot of mistakes from 2016 to 2022. That cost a lot. The price was very high. So to anybody looking to start a business, do your homework. Understand the back end of the business before you start trying to get out in front and sell and do things. Learn the back end, because that's where it's going to make or break you. Learn everything that you need to learn. Take courses, talk to other people that have done it. Line all of that up first before you launch a business. Because then it won't be so hard. You'll come out the door already set to make a profit, instead of where I was, where I came out the door and had no clue on how to make a profit. So again, that was a story. That's one piece. There'll be a podcast coming up about other things, other aspects of my life that, the one other chapter that I'll share. And then we'll get into, other things. We'll start talking about, the way to achieve your goals and things like that. But again, thanks for listening to the podcast. Again, this is the Train Hard, Recover Smart podcast. If you like the show, leave a comment, leave a review, let me know. If there's anything that you want me to talk about, shoot me an email at tnrfitness@tnrfit.com. Send me an email. Message me about a topic you want me to talk about, and I'll talk about it. I'll give you my input, my opinion. All right. So you guys have a good one. As always, be better than yesterday. Train hard, recover smart.